From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Operations are returning to normal at California farms, ranches, and agricultural businesses that endured public safety power shutoffs. The widespread outages interrupted harvest schedules for wine, grapes, rice, and other crops and caused scattered produce losses due to lack of refrigeration. The outages also disrupted water deliveries for irrigation and livestock and caused logistical problems for wineries and food processors. California's Environmental Protection Agency will end virtually all use of chlorpyrifos following an agreement between pesticide manufacturers and the Department of Pesticide Regulation. That means retailers will not be able to sell chlorpyrifos after February 6, 2020. Chlorpyrifos is used on a wide variety of crops, including row crops, fruits, trees, and vines. It was a restricted use material until this week's announcement. Granular chlorpyrifos will remain on the market. Spring weather has taken a toll on U.S. organic commodity producers, evidenced by a significant drop in overall corn and soybean production in 2019. That's according to a new report from Mercaris, a leading data and trading platform for organic and non-GMO markets. The fall 2019 Mercaris Organic Commodities Outlook predicts a 12% year-over-year decline in organic corn production and a 14% decline in organic soybean production. Organic livestock production growth is expected to slow, but it still will see a 1% increase overall. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.